Well, news time 8:39. As you hear, we have emergency triple team traffic, and Andy, I'll be darned if it's not in the same spot as we had yesterday.
I know, ironic. Northbound 15, a crash just after the 215 overpass. It's slightly further north, but barely, and it is farther enough north that it's been affecting traffic not just on I-15, which backs all the way to Bangor Highway in Draper, but also on 215 approaching the crash, or approaching the transition ramps to I-15, because where the crash is just ahead of where they merge on. The good news now, they've opened up the right lane. But again, we still have delays all the way back to almost Bluffdale, Eric Butler.
Down Utah County, where we had all kinds of accidents yesterday, things are looking much more like the norm. A northbound 15 from Provo to Point of the Mountain, that's your normal 20-minute travel time. A little bit of slowing as you go by Lehigh's Main Street, but that's more of the usual variety. Heather?
Traffic is quickly returning to normal speeds throughout Weber and Davis counties, but occasionally you're still going to run into a few brake lights in Kaysville and again between Woods Cross and downtown Salt Lake. The city streets are now really springing to life. I'm seeing a lot of congestion on Main Street between Bountiful and Centerville, and also in Ogden on Harrison Boulevard near Weber State University. Now at Siegel Book, On the Path Home, the insightful new book from President Henry B. Eyring. Save 25%, now only $11.99 at Siegel Book. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.